on this edition of Giants Life. Olivier Vernon and company look for their first win of the season in Philly as they renew their rivalry with Carson Wentz and the Eagles. Olivier Vernon anchored a Giants defense in 2016 that finished second overall in points allowed per game. A big reason why Big Blue posted an 11-5 record and punched its ticket to the playoffs. One of the hardest things to do in the NFL is duplicate success from one season to another. And that's held true for New York given its 0-2 start. While the early stage of the season hasn't gone according to plan, Vernon and company are still motivated to return to 2016 form. A process that requires a short memory.
You know, it's never a good feeling. But, you know, honestly, we're just worried about who we got next. We face a pretty good football team, and I know they're going to be really determined. And, you know, they got our number two. So we put a target on our back, especially the defense, you know, to prove what type of defense we are. So I look forward to it.
And every game day, Vernon's target is the opposing quarterback. In his first season in New York, he led the Giants with 8.5 sacks and made a name for himself in the NFC East at the expense of the division signal callers, a standard that was set long before he arrived.
Becoming a new D-line member for the Giants, you know, just from the history, the line of players that they've had, you know, that they've been established here, you know, coming in here, they always had the monsters on the D-line, you know, the guys getting after it, setting the tempo of the game, and having that type of mindset, you know, coming up here, I embraced it, man. You know, I love it, especially the guys in that D-line room, make it much easier, and it's fun. The thing about this organization that I really, really like that, you know, all the guys that played, no matter if they played for 1 year or more than that, one day, the slogan is, you know, once a giant, always a giant. And, you know, always seeing the guys that played before me, you know, being able to come back, you know, from OC to Mike Strahan, just seeing those guys run the building, they not only love the game of football, they just love this organization. You know, being able to pick their brain, you know, that's the best thing you could have to offer.
Vernon's offer is to provide the Giants with a return on their investment, as he and his fellow linemen look to add a new chapter to the team's pass rushing pedigree.
Coming in here, being able to meet JVP and all the rest of the younger guys that was here already, and then having Snacks come along, basically we were the new guys in the room. I felt like we were more embraced as far as open arms. I remember before I even signed here, I ended up calling JVP, and you know, the first thing he said, you trying to win the championship. So that right there already had me sold. So just the type of person he is, you know, made me really want to come here, and then being able to play alongside him, and it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling when you got guys like that in your D-line room that's, you know, selfless.
What better place to showcase that chemistry than on the road against a divisional foe that is running a 3-game home winning streak against the G-Men? Solving the Eagles' riddle is the task at hand for Vernon and the Giants in Week 3. When in enemy territory, a fast start never hurts, especially when it comes to introducing yourself to the opposing quarterback.
Two receivers out left. Wentz under pressure. They pick it up. Now he ducks away, and he's going to get sacked. Back at the 33-yard line is Olivier Vernon. Jumped on him for a loss of 2. Ninth sack taken by Wentz. And the Giants get their 5th sack of the season, 2nd of the year for Vernon.
Yeah, good start to the game there. The Giants brought pressure. They had a little bit of play action there, but weren't fooling the Giants. They got right to him.
Great start.
But staying with it with the open. That's one.
He switched with you when you switched on him. Yeah. He can't. Like his head was his head up? I mean, that's
yeah,
what
it looked
like.
He saw me, so I went right back to the other side. So he ran to Jay, but I just wrapped around Jay.
Handoff Blunt squeezes the pile off the left side, runs at him, a tackle out to the 30, 35. And finally, Vernon gets him down at the 38-yard line. That's a gain of 17.
You can't hit it here because it ain't going to bounce outside.
You talking about when running up?
He hitting it like inside.
Right in the B-gap.
Yes. And you can't play 2-gap on that like that. Bounce it right out.
Yeah, right if you got it.
Conversations between Vernon and his teammates about slowing down the Eagles' run game would be a common occurrence as Philly builds a 14-0 lead through the first three quarters, thanks to a balanced attack on the ground and through the air. Playing from behind only puts more pressure on the defense to make stops, and losing Vernon in the process doesn't make things any easier.
Strong formation to the right. They give it left for Blunt. Ran into a defender, and then he shakes out of a couple tackles and fighting all the way up near midfield.
Got two Giants down.
And I think one of them is Olivier Vernon. Gain of four on the play. Vernon being helped by the Giant medical staff.
If there's any player that knows what it takes to battle through injury, it's Vernon, who dealt with a wrist issue for much of 2016. But his ankle proves to be a bit more difficult to overcome, making Vernon a spectator to some fourth quarter magic by his teammates.
12:48 to go here in the game. Giants down 14-0. Manning back to throw. Looks, lobs one right into the end zone for Odell, who makes the catch and he gets the feet down. No signal yet. Yes, touchdown.
Toe drag swag. He got him in.
First and 10, Eagles from their own 29. Wentz out of a shotgun set. Jarrett Blunt to his right. Play fake. He's going to throw it out flat. One-on-one situation. Hurts fumbled the football. It's loose. And the Giants recover it at the 32-yard line. Landon Collins punched it out. Eli Apple with the recovery. Manning on a play fake. Throws one over the middle. He's got Shepard on the run. Breaks free. Across midfield. He's to the 40. 30. 20. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Sterling Shepard, 77 yards.
However, the offensive outburst isn't enough as Philly finds a way to regroup and tie the game two times in the fourth. On the Eagles' final drive, without one of its best players, Giants defense needs to record one more stop to potentially send things to overtime. At this point, Vernon has to settle for the role of motivator.
Elliott, 61-yard attempt to win the game. Snap is good. Kick on its way. Will it get there? Good! Jake Elliott from 61 yards out, and the Eagles win it.
Hey, man. They just got us. You know, came up short, but that's life, man. All you can do is make a comeback, man. That's it.